This is episode 1053. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to an episode focused on using ancient wisdom for your modern life. That's the theme of this week's series. We'll be exploring ancient wisdom techniques in each episode in this series. And these are techniques I've selected that you can easily incorporate into your modern life. You'll also be dipping into a little ancient history as you learn a little bit about how each technique evolved and why it's done. So this is a great series for you if you want to explore the rich wisdom of meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme you can explore in depth, so you can really master these techniques and incorporate them into your life. And in today's episode, I'm excited to share with you a mantra, an ancient mantra. And normally I share with you an affirmation. So I want to distinguish a little bit between what an affirmation is and what a mantra is. An affirmation is a positive statement or word that helps you to focus your thoughts. And it can also help to uplift your thoughts if you have a tendency towards negative thinking about some area of your life. You could, for example, maybe you say on a regular basis to yourself, unconsciously or consciously, you repeat that there's not much going on in your life and it could be so much better. Well, you could repeat an affirmation to switch around that negative thinking. So you could create an affirmation such as, I love my life exactly as it is. And repeat it several times to kind of get yourself attuned to appreciating your life exactly as it is. Well, a mantra is a little different. A mantra is a sacred sound or syllable or phrase that's been repeated through millennia. Many of the world's religions have mantras, such as Christianity has the mantra, Amen, at the end of a prayer. Well, I'll be sharing with you today a mantra that stems from Hinduism. And I'm going to share this mantra with you because I know many listeners do yoga and other different arts where you may repeat this mantra. And the whole idea of repeating a mantra or an affirmation is that you remember it when you need it most. So I selected this mantra because you may already be familiar with it, but I thought I would let you know just how powerful this common mantra is. So the mantra is Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And when you repeat this mantra, it is one of the most popular, widely used mantras in Hinduism. And it's invoking the god Shiva in the Hindu religion. This is a mudra that is used quite extensively to help heal yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. So if you feel as though you'd like to focus on an area of your life as you repeat this mantra, I encourage you to do so. When you combine your mind and your body and the power of your voice and your full intention, this is when you really start to see results. So the affirmation again is Om Namah Shivaya. So how you repeat this affirmation is to repeat it out loud several times. Use the power of your voice whenever possible, whenever you repeat a mantra or an affirmation. And repeat it several times. I always do it for at least three times. This is such a beautiful mantra that easily slips off your tongue. Om Namah Shivaya. All the sounds are so soft. It just feels good in your mouth to repeat Om Namah Shivaya. And in fact, one of my favorite ways to repeat this ancient mantra is to take part in what's called as a kirtan. And a kirtan is another Sanskrit word from India, and it is where like-minded people who may meditate, do yoga, they sit down together and chant a mantra, and they repeat it over and over and over again to music, such as using a harmonium. And it's fantastic. You could simply repeat Om Namah Shivaya over and over again for 15 minutes, and you don't even want to stop repeating it because you feel so uplifted repeating it, combining the power of your voice with other voices, all invoking this healing ancient mantra. And it's fantastic, especially with the music. The music really adds to it. Now, I really don't have the best singing voice, so I will speak and do guided meditations, but my singing voice isn't the best. Otherwise, I would love to sing this to you and chant it a few times, but you may love to do this on your own. I know that I go around the house chanting it on a regular basis. So try this mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Take it into your meditation. Repeat it again and again using the power of your voice, and then make your voice soft, and then take it into a whisper. This is going to make you feel so peaceful and serene. It's a blissful type of mantra. So do this. Do it as you walk from point A to point B. Do it when you need a little extra support. This is a beautiful ancient mantra that you can do to help you heal in your modern life. Om Namah Shivaya. Take it into your meditation today. And if you'd like to be guided in this meditation, Om Namah Shivaya, I have a meditation waiting over at my website. It's called sipandom.com. S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, and O-M, Om. That's what you might say. Well, you are going to be saying that in today's mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. So it's at sipandom.com. There I share a brand new daily, fully half-hour guided meditation where you can break off at the 15-minute point or the half-hour point. And these are released daily. You get instant access to over 1,000 guided meditations. And it is a membership site, but you can get 2 weeks absolutely free. So you could get today's meditation. And you also get a guide with the different techniques for each week's series organized nicely for you, as well as a journal to help guide you through each series. You also get access to a private Facebook group so you can connect with other meditators around the world. So again, that's at sipandom.com. Now go and repeat this mantra. It's waiting for you, Om Namah Shivaya. And experience the bliss you may feel as you repeat it. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.